This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junkies on 106.7 The Fan. Lots of guests on a Friday. We've got Leroy Butler, four-time Pro Bowler and NFL champ, joining us at 9 a.m., and Ben Bailey, who's at the Arlington Draft House this weekend. He is on the show at 9:20. But right now, we're very happy to welcome in J.P. Finley. He does two things really well in his life. He covers the Redskins for CSN Mid-Atlantic, and he also denigrates just one of the great inventions of the 21st century, the freestyle Coca-Cola machine. For whatever reason,
those are the only two things he does good.
No, I'm saying he does two things
really
well.
I mean, he
really
might be a phenomenal dad, husband.
Well, sure. I take that for granted with J.P. Finley. If you want to throw a third thing in there, I've heard his pocket square game is really good on TV as well of late. But all he does in his spare time is just denigrate and rip apart and trash the freestyle Coke machine. And I need to defend it for the great invention that it is.
Those machines are awful. You enjoy your pomegranate cherry diet, Mr. Pibb. All I want is a regular soda.
See, I like having options. Maybe I'm feeling a little bit sassy when I get my Coke Zero, and I want, I don't know, some orange flavor in it. I have that option. But J.P. Finley just wants straight down the middle, boring diet Coke. I don't get it.
That is accurate, but here's my beef with those stupid machines, is that if you get your orange Coke Zero or whatever before
yes.
me,
mm-hmm.
my first sip of my soda includes your orange tint, and I don't want that.
I think you're absolutely right. I will tell you, my favorite drink of anything is a cherry Coke.
Okay.
Right? So if I go to a regular machine that has cherry Coke, it has a certain taste. I get the cherry Coke on the freestyle, whatever the hell you call that
machine.
It's
called a freestyle Coca-Cola machine, JP.
It never tastes the same. It's inferior.
They're trash. I don't know what you guys are talking
about. It's inferior.
Okay. That's your opinion.
Have you had Cheerwine if you're a Cherry Coke guy?
I have not had that.
Dude, Cheerwine is fantastic. And they just started serving that in the Redskins media room soda machine, which is a very big deal. And it's only 50 cents, which is pretty cheap.
Hold on. Wait a second. The Redskins media room makes you pay for your sodas?
Yes. That is like quite a thing that dates back prior to me going out to Ashburn. The sodas used to be free,
yeah.
And at some point they started being 50 cents.
That's like the scene in Moneyball where Brad Pitt says he wants to throw in like 3 years worth of soda. It's preposterous.
Well, I mean, I'm sure for the players, in the players' kitchen, everything is free.
Oh,
but
sure.
in the media area, we're paying for it.
Well, looking at most of the media, it's actually probably a service.
Why are you joining, JP? Come on.
Cold-blooded, man.
Yeah.
I mean, let's be real.
It is.
JP's in the minority there. A lot of bigums in the media, let's be real. All right, so let's talk about this game tomorrow night. First of all, did you have any takeaways from the first game other than the preseason can be really dreary and monotonous and a waste? Because we actually had callers on the day after like making these grand assumptions about Jay Gruden play calling and different things. And to me, the first team offense was out there for six plays.
Totally. I was getting the people were tweeting at me, is it time to panic? Is the season over? And the answer to all of that is no. And you're right. You did not get nearly enough of the starting offense to make any sort of assumption or takeaway. The one real takeaway I'll make from the first preseason game, and I think people are really underestimating the importance of this, the Trent Murphy injury is a big deal. So the outside linebacker position, Two weeks ago, we were talking about it as a position of strength for this team because you've got the durable Ryan Kerrigan. You know he'll produce. Then you've got Preston Smith. You've got the rookie Ryan Anderson. You've got Trent Murphy. And then on top of all that, you've got the potential return of Junior Gallette and whatever he can give you. Now Trent Murphy's done for the year, and that's a guy who had 9 sacks last year. He was the breakout guy last year. Not to mention Ryan Anderson hasn't played in about a week. He since he sustained a stinger in that Ravens game. And now Junior Gallette's on the sideline with a hamstring issue. And so all of a sudden, now granted, we're still 3 weeks out from a real game, but you've got Ryan Kerrigan, Preston Smith. Then you're talking about Lyndon Trail and Chris Carter. And the drop-off there is pretty pronounced. And I don't think, because people are so excited about Junior Gallette, they're quite understanding how big of a loss Trent Murphy is, even though he was going to miss the first four games.
Jay Gruden has already ruled out Cravens, Gallette, Mo Harris at wide receiver, and Laverne Jacobs. They will not play. Doxson looking like a game-time decision. I think the Redskins lead the league in guys who never appear in preseason games, Gallette being one, and apparently Doxson is the other. What are the chances that we see Doxson this Saturday night against the Packers, or do the Redskins hold him back for preseason game number three against the Bengals?
I think they will hold him back just because there's really no upside in playing him. That said, I think he's able to go. Watching him yesterday at practice, he looked as smooth and as fluid as he did in Richmond. Now, granted, the guys weren't really wearing pads. There wasn't much physicality. But I think Doxson is fine. If they're letting him go in 11-on-11 against defenders in pretty much live drills, he can play in a game. But, you know, it's preseason week two. It's really not important, especially if you consider Doxson's lost rookie season and that he's already had what looked like, when he left the field in Richmond with that hamstring injury, it looked like something serious. I mean, the way he left the field, the way he spent the bulk of the training session in the trainer's tent, it really seemed like the Redskins kind of dodged a bullet when the MRI revealed it was just a hamstring strain. So, to me, preseason week three against the Bengals is when you really need to kind of be firing on all cylinders, and I think that's when you should see Doxson out there. I think there's a chance maybe you even see Jordan Reed that week. Jordan talked yesterday and said he feels pretty good and thinks he might practice next week. If it's me, I don't think Jordan Reed should play till week one of the regular season, just because that guy has proven how good he can be, and he's proven how fragile he can be, and there's no reason to cross those swords.
Hey, back to Doxson. We had your boy Tandler on the show, and he said something that I hadn't heard from anybody else who's covered the Redskins, and you can give us your take. He said he thought Doxson was more impressive than Pryor in practice.
Man, Tandler ripped that off for me. The first time I told
really?
Him that, he gave me all sorts of grief, and
so
I agree with it. I think Pryor draws your eye more just because of his physicality and his size. I mean, he really, truly stands out on the football field. But Doxson seemed to immediately click with Kirk. And I think some of it is just Doxson's a natural wideout. He's really smooth and fluid running routes and just kind of creates separation in all of his breaks. Whereas Terrell Pryor's still learning the position, and he and Kirk are still trying to figure out their timing.
Is Pryor, if you had to guess, and I'm sure the offense changes, is Pryor going to be more in the DeSean Jackson role of routes and Doxson more in, like, the Pierre routes?
It's hard to say because DeSean's game was so unique with the vertical ability. I don't think either of those guys will be the home run hitter DeSean was, but I think both of them, you know, a lot of Pierre's stat lines at the end of games would be six catches for 65 yards,
sure,
sort of thing. I don't see that being the case with either Josh or Terrell. I think the Redskins' offense is really good on those intermediate crossing routes and kind of breaking in towards the post, and then Cousins hit you when you have that little bit of space. I think you'll see their intermediate passing game really take off because, especially if you've got Crowder and Reed, safeties have so much trouble what they're going to do in kind of that underneath softer zone area. So I don't know that you see the straight nine route vertical passing attack that we saw with DeSean so much, but plenty of maybe more 17 yard passes rather than trying to get that 28 yard pass sort of thing.
Joined by JP Finley, covers the Redskins for CSN Mid-Atlantic. Last week had to be a wake-up call for rookie Samaje Perine, the running back out of Oklahoma. Talk about his play in week one, what we expect to see from him in week two. He had a missed blitz assignment, was not impressive. Now, it's not all his fault. The offensive line didn't seem to be very cohesive, didn't seem like they were gelling in the brief amount of time they were on the field. Talk about Perine's role tomorrow night against the Packers.
So P. Ryan is in a bit of a roster battle. I think his draft position really helps him out. And I don't say roster battle in that he might get cut. He's a fourth-round pick. They're not cutting him. But Mack Brown has been good for this team and has proven it on NFL fields. I mean, if you look back to the game he had against the Bears last year or the preseason game he had against Tampa last year, there's a few things with P. Ryan. Is the fumble and the dropped pass and some of the blitz protection stuff, that's jitters and that's knowing the game. That stuff should come. That shouldn't be a big deal. He'll learn pass protection. He's not a fumbler. He's not a guy that drops passes. I really think, and Rob Kelly actually told me this, he thinks it was just first game in the NFL, you're a little nervous out there, the game's moving a little fast. So that stuff from Baltimore I think is very correctable. The one thing that I saw throughout preseason and I saw again against the Ravens is he has a tendency to shuffle his feet when he gets the ball before he hits a hole. And because of his strength and his running style and his willingness and almost eagerness to take on tacklers, they want him to be their goal line short yardage guy. But you can be the strongest guy in the world. If you are hesitating to find your hole before you hit that hole in the NFL on a short yardage play, you're not going to make that first down or that touchdown. And the one, I believe it was a 4th-and-1 that they ran P. Ryan in the Ravens game, and they got it, but that seemed like a very generous spot. The Ravens coaches were going nuts on the sideline. And if there's one thing P. Ryan has to do that is up to him, this isn't just a first-game jitters thing, it's just be decisive and hit holes hard.
Hey, if you didn't see the names on the back of the jerseys, right, and you didn't know their reputation beforehand, who's the better linebacker when you just watch them, Preston Smith or Ryan Anderson?
That's tricky because the outside linebacker position in that Redskins 3-4 is hard to, I mean, as a true linebacker who can get side to side more, Preston's more athletic and can give you a little bit more in coverage. Now, I don't think either of those guys are really suited to be covering. Ryan Anderson today is already the Redskins' best run edge defender at the linebacker position. Wow. That I truly believe. He has the strength and the game to fight those blockers on the edge. Ryan Anderson doesn't have close to the explosive athleticism Preston Smith has displayed at times. Now, you don't get that from Preston every snap, and that's a question mark, but when Preston is really dialed in, he can change games quickly.
Got you. That's going to be one to watch because I'm just guessing that Ryan Anderson eventually is going to surpass him and be the starter. But
he's got to get on the field. I mean, it's one of these kind of mysterious, you know, Preston missed last week with a sprained ankle, but we saw it happen. We know what happened. You know, Ryan Anderson's missed the better part of a week with a stinger. And Jay Gruden said his comment yesterday really stood out to me. He said he should have totally full mobility back. And when you hear full mobility, it's like, whoa, what exactly are you talking about here? And their plan is to dress him Saturday night and see how it goes. So to me, it just seems fairly mysterious for a second-round pick you're going to have to rely on this season.
All right, JP, good stuff. It's JP Finley. Of course, you can check him out on CSN all the time, csnmidatlantic.com. Thanks, pal.
Thanks, JP.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Have a good weekend. All right, we'll get back into the Redskins Packers preseason game at 9 o'clock with Leroy Butler, four-time Pro Bowler. But next, we're going to open up the entertainment page. Cakes has been busy circling stories.
I've got the lead story
right here. We'll do that next here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.